the Rule of Threes Podcast. The Rule of Threes Podcast. It's the Rule of Threes Podcast with Chris and Casey.
What's up? It's the Rule of Threes Podcast. I am your host, Chris Grace. Tonight is Monday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, and I am hosting solo tonight because Casey is not available for the podcast. You know, holiday travel, people are got their family things, but here I am in my garage, and I'm just going to host this by myself just to make sure we get another episode out this week, and hope everybody's having a good, happy holidays of whatever holiday that you support. And yeah, so
ho 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 ho! Oh. Merry Christmas, Chris!
Oh my God, it's Santa Claus!
That's right. I've come down the chimney in your garage to let you know that we've got a wonderful, wonderful set of gifts to give out this year.
What you mean, like toys and stuff?
Oh no! Why would I give you toys? You have so many toys.
Yeah, that's true. I spend too much as it is.
This year, I, Santa Claus, am here to give NBA teams what they need this season.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's the season, the spirit of giving.
But did you know I'm hosting a basketball podcast right now? Or were you just coming to my house just to give out all these gifts?
No, I was coming to give them to you so you could spread the cheer.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, it's very convenient because this is a podcast about the NBA, but I mean, I think it's very, I'm very flattered that you thought I would be able to get all these gifts to all the teams. But yeah, you brought a gift for every single team in the league.
Every single team, Chris. And we're going to go starting at the bottom of the list, the very naughty teams that have lost a lot, all the way up to the teams at the top who have won quite a few games.
So when you're making your list and checking it twice, naughty teams are teams like that have won very few games.
Yes, naughty teams are teams that spend too much of their salary cap on overpriced veterans.
Well, I mean, I guess in that case, probably the most naughty team of the league this year so far is probably the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, those Phoenix Suns. It's so hot there in Phoenix, and they're really, really boiling.
Is this when you're out there giving gifts in Phoenix, you're in that classic Santa surfer?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The shorts, everything.
And the sunglasses.
Oh, it's a great look for me.
So what do the Suns get? I mean, do they get coal? Is it?
No, I have a wonderful gift for the Suns. Oh. I'm gifting them a new owner.
Whoa, Robert Sarver is out?
He's out. Santa Claus is gifting your team to the Bidwells.
Okay.
That's right. The NFL's Bidwells, they're going to have to do a little bit of shuffling because NFL teams are not allowed to own other sports franchises.
I didn't know that.
That is correct.
What team do they currently own?
They own the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, I see. But what, maybe like the dad of the Bidwells and the son of the Bidwells could each.
You are exactly correct. That's how the Cronkies do it in Denver.
Well, they also own the Broncos, I guess?
No, something like that. They own like a mini teams out there.
Well, Santa, that's great. I'm sure the Suns would love to have a new owner.
Yes, they are very, very upset. Robert Sarver's been a very naughty owner.
Yeah. Did he own the team back in the heyday of the Phoenix Suns?
I believe he did.
Oh, so I don't know. Something's just gone wrong with him and he's a bad owner now.
Yes, absolutely. As his constituents in Phoenix are saying, like that old lady who has enough sass to yell at him at a town hall.
Oh.
There's an old lady who has quite gumption, quite amount of gumption. She is so full of many words of anger to say to Mr. Robert Sarver. And she called his ass out. And then the Suns went on a winning streak.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And they then got off of that winning streak, but
hey, get off the horse somewhere.
They had a four-game winning streak.
That's very good.
Very good. Well, can't wait to hear what you have for our next team. Our next, I would say, naughty team, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, I'm getting you tickets courtside to see LeBron James play basketball.
Wow.
That's right. They used to have this very often. They could be on the same court with LeBron, but now they have to pay big money to see him in Los Angeles.
Yeah, most of the Cavaliers were able to see LeBron play every night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even better than on, you know, like courtside seats. Sometimes they were like very close to him playing basketball.
They'd watch him pass them the ball so they could brick open shots.
But now they have like season tickets, I guess.
Yes. Well,
I guess this would have to be Lakers tickets.
They're going to get... No, I'm not... What do you think I am? Some kind of rich... I'm normal. I'm getting them one courtside seat for the entire team. They can all sit in a stack. And since JR isn't with the team, he doesn't get to go.
Ah.
It's just one courtside seat to see LeBron James play basketball.
In Cleveland?
No, in some other city. Maybe Denver.
I was recently in Houston, Texas, and actually the courtside seats... This is the Rockets have picked up a little bit lately, but this was sort of they had not picked up at this point. And I believe Chris Paul had he got injured when I got back. But anyway, the tickets were very cheap. Just pointing out again that tickets are cheap everywhere except New York and LA.
Oh, well, I wish Santa could do something about that.
Well, speaking of New York, the next team on the list, 9-25, the New York Knicks.
Oh, our beloved Knickerbockers playing at the Madison Square Garden, the pinnacle of basketball.
Yes, the greatest stadium
in the entire world, and they aren't counting the North Pole Stadium, though. We have some wonderful games up there.
Right.
The Globetrotters come through 3 times a year. I'm getting them Kristaps Porzingis' good health.
Oh.
That's Santa's gift to them this year. As soon as Kristaps is coming back, they're going to have a wonderful run. They'll run off and they'll beat every team they play for about a week because everyone will be so happy.
Yes. The poor Knicks.
Such a sad situation.
I mean, a big market team that's not doing well, a team with a legacy of great basketball, not unlike, another great city that is making a poor showing as of right now, the Chicago Bulls.
Oh boy.
What can you give the Chicago
Bulls? Think long and hard about how to get the Chicago Bulls something, but I know exactly what to get them.
Ooh, a PlayStation?
Yeah, a PlayStation Classic with 20 preloaded games.
Ah.
No, I am getting them someone to trade a second round pick for Jabari Parker's contract.
Yeah.
The best thing that they can do is trade Jabari Parker for someone who has extra years on their contract, who is kind of a bad player, and a pick, because whoa boy, that did not work out for them.
I feel like this summer we were all questioning the Jabari Parker.
Everyone
situation.
Who has ever seen him play has questioned the Jabari Parker situation.
But not Garpax. By the way, is Garpax one of your former elves? That sounds like an elf name.
I believe that was Pax Gar.
Oh, okay.
Before they switched it up, kind of crisscrossed it on me. Anybody want a crisscross record this Christmas?
Oh, that's got to be a hot thing.
Hot, hot, hot.
They will make you jump. we're already into teams that I kind of like, which is a good statement about this year. Is there's really only 4 complete dumpster teams. And this team is bad too, but at least they have players that I like watching. And that is the Atlanta Hawks.
The Atlanta Hawks. Very easy to get them something. I got them a DVD of each championship Warriors team so they can study and learn to become Warriors East.
Uh-huh.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
They draft players who they think are going to be Steph Curry and Draymond Green. And instead, they get players who are themselves. They have Trae Young,
man,
who will be himself. But I think if they try to mold him to be like Stephen Curry, will be a wonderful, wonderful thing. Also, John Collins is back.
Mm-hmm.
And he is very, very good.
I thought you were saying you're going to get them DVDs of Atlanta Hawks championships, of which there is only one. Santa, do you know what year it was that the Atlanta Hawks won the NBA championship?
1968.
Pretty good. 1958.
Oh, I had but three time, of the four numbers correct.
Time doesn't mean much to Santa.
Time doesn't mean much to me.
All right.
I'm also simultaneously here and giving out presents on the East Coast.
Yeah. All the teams we talked about before, those were all single-digit win teams.
Single-digit win teams. We're the naughtiest of the naughty list.
What's crazy is now, I don't know if you listen to our podcast, Santa, but we've been talking about how this gridlock through all the middle parts of the conference.
Oh, don't really talk to me about gridlock over the middle parts of the country.
Oh, yeah. So it's amazing to me that the next like 20 teams are between 13 and 19 wins. We got our 13 win team. Santa, what are you going to give to the Washington Wizards?
Oh, ho, ho, ho. I'm going to give the Washington Wizards a lottery pick this year. I'm going to call it here. They're not making the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
And they are going
to... I thought you were going to give them a bonus lottery pick retroactive for this playing season.
No, they are going to get a lottery pick this year because this is the year they miss the playoffs and it's good for their rebuild.
Well, and do you think they should blow it up?
Yes. Santa believes in dropping the Wizards from contention and starting anew.
Would you keep, if you could only keep one, and if you had to keep one, would you keep Beal or Wall?
Oh, this is a tough, tough, tough question for old Santa Claus.
Yeah. I mean, I know how you've followed the Wizards ever since Wes Unseld and... I don't know who else.
Agent Zero, my favorite wizard of all time.
Yes, Gilbert Arenas.
Everybody knows Santa loves Gilbert Arenas.
Mm-hmm.
If we're ignoring contract situations, I keep Beal. If we are including contract situations, I keep Wall because he's impossible to get value for.
Oh, that classic Santa line. So, and next is a team that I think has shown like flashes of promise this year. The Orlando Magic.
Oh, the Orlando Magic. Very promising.
What will you get for them?
I'm getting the Orlando Magic team-wide tickets to Disneyland.
Okay.
I want this team to bond together. I want them to go through the trials and the tribulations that it takes to become a team at Disneyland.
Just to clarify, want them to go to Disneyland.
Yes, in California. Okay. I want them to fly cross country on a trip in coach.
Even though they all live in Orlando.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I can get there instantly. Why can't they?
That's true. They got private planes.
They need to go through something that will bring them closer together because they're a team that needs to grow together. And once they do, they will be a better team.
Good. Sounds fun. Now, some teams started this season, I think, with a lot of gas, pedal to the metal. We're all excited about them, and some of them have fallen off a little bit. This is one of the teams that's fallen off, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, I love to go to the Smoothie King Center and watch Anthony Davis throw a couple of big ones down.
Yeah, well, he may not be there for too long if you listen to the hype.
Well, I might just have something in my bag
Santa,
for that.
What do you have for them?
I'm giving them a month's respite from Anthony Davis trade rumors.
Oh, it just started.
Just 1 month
of
respite.
Right.
They will not have to hear any rumors about their star big man leaving.
Does that month start now?
That month started yesterday.
Okay.
Because that was the last game before Christmas.
Okay.
Yes. They will not hear anything. They will be living in wedded bliss to their wonderful young player.
I'm sure they'll appreciate this because they were in Los Angeles recently, or was LA in New Orleans?
They were in Los Angeles.
Yes, and so there was a lot of peripheral stories about LeBron and
I pulled Alvin Gentry aside and I told him just confront it head on and I'll give you a little break.
All right, so he gets the month.
And he went up there to the podium and he was like, all right, just ask me about Alvin. Ho, ho, ho. Ask me about Anthony Davis.
Yes. So, well, we'll see. They've gone 3-7 in the last 10. So if they get a month away from it, maybe they're going to
rally
a little bit. Yeah.
And I mean, I already got them a summer present when I gift wrapped Julius Randle.
Yeah. We all love Julius Randle.
Oh, how we miss Julius up at the North Pole.
Next, the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, the Brooklyn Nets. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, for the Brooklyn Nets, I'm going to get them people to come watch them play.
Oh, well, that's a very good gift.
Yes, yes.
I mean, really, probably a lot of these teams could have used that gift, but Brooklyn especially.
Brooklyn in particular. Their games are not crowded.
They're not crowded, but they're in a major market. They have millions and millions of people surrounding them that could be potential fans.
And they are an exciting team.
Yeah, they're not bad. They just got too much of that. They got to shake off that New Jersey Nets stigma. But yeah, that sounds good. I'm down for that. Next, one of our most favorite teams to watch, even though they're not that good, but they kind of are good sometimes, the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, the Dallas Mavericks. For you, for Christmas, I will get prime Dirk Nowitzki for 4 minutes a game.
Oh, that's good. Starting when?
Starting now.
Oh, nice.
He'll be back immediately.
4 minutes of prime Dirk.
That's right.
That's pretty great.
Yes, because he can only give you 4 minutes of prime Dirk, and the other 18 minutes he plays will be of not prime Dirk.
It would be nice if he could arrange the 4 minutes to always be at the end of the game. Because they've had some like end of...
Even Santa's got his limits.
Well, they've had some close games recently, and they could have used some prime Dirk
right in the middle of it. I will say this. I mean, I'm very good at dropping presents randomly through holes.
But
Luka Doncic, that young man did it with 0.6 seconds left.
Yes.
To send the game to overtime.
With some very impromptu shooting form, I would say. but yeah, that was great.
That was very good. I almost spit my milk and cookies out.
another team that's disappointed us a bit, I would say, Santa, the Utah Jazz.
Oh, the Utah Jazz. Well, if I were to get the Utah Jazz anything at all, it would be an easier schedule in the second part of the season.
Oh, I think they will have that.
Wow.
Oh, so you actually went back in time and sort of arranged that with... That's
what can I say? Santa's got weird time powers.
Well, I mean, you got to work through that. Though you're not just procrastinating and put all your work in the last night. I would hope.
Yeah, well, that's better, definitely not a Santa thing. ho! I must say, I believe we have skipped a team that was a little naughtier than these other teams.
Oh, which team? Oh, we did. I did.
Chris, you don't want to get put on the naughty list, do you?
No. I just skipped this team because I'm still waiting for my Prince jersey for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That's right. And for the Minnesota Timberwolves, I have gotten you. I Thanos snapped Andrew Wiggins out of existence.
Wow.
That's right. Santa got an infinity gauntlet for Christmas.
You really selectively used that Thanos power.
Yeah, I got rid of half of him, and then I got rid of the other half of him.
Yeah. This is just a weird roundabout way of saying that Santa murdered somebody just now.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Ho on that.
And by the way, Andrew Wiggins scored 30 points last night.
Wow. Santa hopes that that was not an empty stat line in a loss.
Well, no, they won. Didn't they win? I thought they won.
They did win.
But it is fair to say that someone with Anthony Wiggins... This is, I would say, prodigious physical gifts that he should be scoring 30 points. It should not be that rare of an occurrence for him to score 30 points. He's got an amazing physical talent. He's the son of an NBA player. So, you know, he's got all the tools.
He's got wonderful tools. Except for
basketball talent.
Basketball skill or desire.
All right, let's get back on track. And again, I skipped a bunch of teams, but like we went from Minnesota, who was 15 and 18. This next team is 15 and 16, the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, those little Pistons. Well, I will get them one thing this Christmas.
Oh.
And it is a guard you have heard of.
Okay.
Quick, Chris, name a guard on the Pistons.
Joe Dumars.
All right.
Reggie Jackson?
There you go. You got one. Good job.
Oh, he does. Okay. Did he play with them and then play with the Thunder? Or?
No, opposite.
Opposite. Yes, Reggie Jackson.
Okay, well, that was a tough one. But
who are the other ones?
I mean, you tell me. They're Ish Smith and Jose Calderon.
I've heard of Jose Calderon.
Yes, but did you know he was on the Pistons?
I did not.
Well, my gift to them is to have a guard anyone has heard of.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll just say they're going to trade for
Jeremy Lin.
Yes, great. Good.
Jeremy
perfect.
Lin actually wouldn't be a bad
That would be a wonderful pickup
for them. Do you know any of the names of the shooting guards?
For Detroit?
I have them in front of me.
Bullock, Reggie Bullock.
He is the starter.
That is correct. I have heard of him because he is very, very kind to the LGBT community.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Well, and that's something Santa cares about.
Yes, it is. Santa does care. Haven't you read my book, Santa's Husband?
No.
Well,
is that a real
get
thing?
On it, you jerk.
Bruce Brown?
Bruce Brown. And you tell me that he's not Bruce Bowen, but misspelled.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly what I thought. Langston Galloway.
You've heard of Langston Galloway, but he hasn't been relevant for a number of years.
Luke Kennard.
Luke Kennard, yeah, well, he's more of a small forward, I would
say. And Zach Lofton.
Nope.
Never heard of him.
Oh, nope, nope, nope.
I wonder
if
he's the son of James Lofton.
He is not.
Okay, moving on. The Miami Heat.
Oh, I'm getting the Miami Heat an NBA rule exemption so they can wear their City Edition jerseys at all times.
Ooh, that's a fun gift.
I care not for the Miami Heat this season. They bore me to death. However, I do want to watch them play in their City Edition uniforms, whether they be the pink ones, the black ones, or the white ones. I want that neon. And I want it now.
Okay.
If Nike is listening to this podcast, Santa needs a new costume, and I'm willing to enter a multi-year contract with you so that you could get me new digs. And I want them to look like Miami Vice. But that, North Pole style, candy cane stripings, if you must.
I will say that that's the only gift so far that doesn't really help them in any basketball way. But
like I said, I don't care for watching the Miami Heat. They bore me.
But you want to see those jerseys, right?
I want to see those jerseys. They pop.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, ho, ho. Charlotte Hornets. I'm getting them a Kemba Walker MVP campaign.
Ooh. I think that's a good one.
This gift is contingent upon Kemba Walker playing at the wonderful level he's been playing at, and every other team in the NBA getting lost in an airplane.
Inside of an airplane.
Inside of one airplane.
Not like the airplane getting lost.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
They'll get lost there. Have you ever tried to go to use the restroom on an airplane? It's confusing.
I have. I feel like I've done it. Maybe not.
Well, maybe it's harder for us big Santa guys.
Yeah. Kemba Walker currently at 25 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds a game.
Kemba Walker, what a stud.
Having a very good, very good year. Next, we have the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, my friend Casey loves the Memphis Grizzlies. Hopefully, you can give them something really nice.
The Memphis Grizzlies get the 8th seed. Ho, ho, ho. Whoa. That's my prediction for them by the end of the season. They will be there in the 8th seed.
I mean, that's more than anybody would have thought they would have gotten at the beginning of the year.
Correct.
Great. Let's see. The San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, the San Antonio Spurs. This Christmas, I have nothing to give the Spurs except for a new shot selection.
Okay.
The San Antonio Spurs lead the league in shots from inside the three-point line.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gifting them the ability to step back 2 feet right, and get one more point per shot. What a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Wow, that's got... You have to get Greg Popovich to accept that gift.
Well, he's been ducking and dodging me. I've been trying to subpoena him with this gift all season.
Okay. Well, you know how much he hates the modern game.
Very much so.
I mean, he shows it in his coaching.
Yes. And his trades.
Yes. Next, we have the Houston Rockets.
The Houston Rockets. For the first time in many years, I am gifting them a clean bill of health.
Okay.
If the Rockets are healthy, they will compete. If they are not healthy, they will falter.
Hmm.
And so this year, I am gifting them a completely clean bill of health. Santa recently went back to medical school.
Oh.
And he's here to fix up that hamstring.
Went back to medical school.
Back to medical school. You know, I had many opportunities as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was to be a doctor. But then my father died, and I had to go take up his mantle. And now I've got a couple of kids of my own, and they can take over. They can take over, and I can go back to my true love, which is interning for Dr. James Andrews.
Now, I thought that you had already given them a gift.
It's a gift that comes with a time period. You know, I've got a lot of time to make sure that they'll not get injured the rest of the season.
Well, I just thought you had already given them a gift because, you know, a topic we talked about recently about...
We?
I mean, me and Casey on the podcast, we had talked about where a certain player in the league was going to land, and the Rockets are the recipient of Austin Rivers, which is a pretty great gift.
I would never give Austin Rivers as a gift.
No? Is Austin Rivers like the equivalent of Cole?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, I mean, they got him, so, you know what? If they get the health that you want to give them,
He'll never play.
Yeah, they let go of him. I mean, yeah. Next, a surprising team, 18-15, the Sacramento Kings.
The Sacramento Kings. I'm gifting them a lottery do-over.
Oh.
They get to pick whoever they want at the second pick, except for DeAndre Ayton.
Sure. What did they do with DeAndre Ayton? Did they trade him?
He was the first pick, and they had the second pick.
Oh, I see what you're saying. And I can't remember who did they take.
They picked Marvin Bagley III.
Right.
And everyone knows that he is good, but their coach was openly talking about how Luka Doncic is better.
Yeah. I mean, there's no world where they should have taken anybody over Luka Doncic.
Especially, so little we know now. Knew then, and so much we know now.
But what's weird is I feel like a lot of people with experience in the European realms did know that stuff back then. And you would think that Vlade would be a little bit open to that, but I guess not.
Oh, Vlade Divac. I got him quite a Christmas present this year.
Oh, what was that?
It's another carton of cigarettes.
Vlade Divac, I think we could go back and have him play all of the movie roles that Jean Reno played. We could have Vlade Divac just seamlessly sub in for the professional Mission Impossible. And I don't think many people would notice the difference.
Oh, no. I mean, it's not like Jean Reno is one of our most talented actors of our generation.
No, he's not like Kevin Spacey.
Oh boy. Ooh, speaking of Kevin, Santa did not want to walk into that one tonight.
Give him a gift today.
Ooh, yee.
Give him a gift of a new YouTube channel. Next, we got the LA Clippers.
Oh, the Los Angeles Clippers have hereby been gifted a screening of John Wick 3.
Oh, John Wick 3. Why's that?
Because one of their players is a star and he's in it. The number one most valuable player by PER of all time, or something like that. Boban Marjanovic
is in John Wick 3.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
And what a team bonding exercise to watch someone who is a true star play a bigger role on a big screen.
Who
does he play?
Yes.
Some motherfucking killer.
All right. Okay. Who do I have next? Now I think we're in our top. Are we into the top? Yeah, we're into the top 10 teams of the league.
Oh.
Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, Portland. This year for Christmas, I will get the Portland Trailblazers. In Evan Turner, who's good.
Okay.
Because they're not getting out of the Evan Turner contract. So they will get a good Evan Turner. And this year, it's been an okay Evan Turner.
Right.
But he's going to turn it up for the second half. Because he knows that their fate rests in his hands.
Okay. You're willing Evan Turner into like a... He always struck me as like he could be a good version of like a version of Paul Pierce, because he's kind of this is not really accurate, but I remember when Evan
sounds
Turner,
like someone hates Paul Pierce.
I do hate Paul Pierce. When Evan Turner first came into the league, I remember thinking that he looked kind of not fat, but like
an alien.
Yes, that's the other thing. He looked like a stocky alien. Much in the way that Rajon Rondo does.
Well, maybe I'll get them a screening of MIB International instead.
Well, there you go. Next we have the beloved Los Angeles Lakers.
I don't need to get those motherfuckers shit. They got LeBron James this summer. That's a miracle that even Santa can't cope with.
Okay, well, tell me this. What would you give to pick one of the young core? Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball. Or I almost forgot his name, Kyle Kuzma. Give one of them a gift.
Okay. Well, All right. I'll give them all gifts.
Ooh.
I'm going to give Josh Hart 15,000 Fortnite credits.
Okay.
Because he plays a lot of Fortnite.
Yes. Santa, do you ever think he should maybe practice more basketball than playing Fortnite?
No. I mean, what, are you going to practice basketball at 10 o'clock at night like a sociopath?
Well, some people do.
Yeah, I mean, and I sociopaths did kind of call him a sociopath.
Yeah.
I'm giving Kyle Kuzma a $100 gift card to El Tarasco, which is a Mexican restaurant that one time he did a photo shoot outside of.
Oh.
And it's my favorite Mexican restaurant in the world.
Yeah.
So shout outs to El Tarasco on Rosecrans in Manhattan Beach. Santa will be coming to visit you very soon. Maybe even tomorrow if you're open. He has to check the website.
Yeah, on Christmas Day, that'd be very interesting if they were open. What about Brandon Ingram?
I'm getting Brandon Ingram a haircut.
Okay.
I mean, he looks a little bedraggled. Maybe just his beard. I don't know. He seems like he took his time away from the team like a little weirdly. He looks a little sad.
Mm.
And I'm getting Lonzo Ball a pair of Nikes because I want him to play well.
You want him not to injure himself in some off-brand shoes.
Yes.
The Los Angeles Lakers, they have a hated rival, and that is the Boston Celtics.
Oh, nothing I hate more than a couple of Boston Celtics.
Where are you going to get them?
Oh, well.
I mean, you don't have to.
No, I will get them something. And they've been good this season. What I'm going to get them is a final decision on all of their young players who need to have final decisions made on.
Ah.
So are you ready for this?
Okay.
Terry Rozier. Out of here.
Out, yes.
All right.
Marcus Smart?
Marcus Smart. He stays.
Because
they signed him this summer.
Right.
Kyrie Irving. Resigned.
Yep.
Gordon Hayward.
Uh-huh.
Get him out of here.
Ooh. Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown. Keep him.
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum. Don't let him talk to Kobe anymore.
Okay. All right.
Semi Ojeleye. Ship him out.
Really?
I don't know. What does he do for the team?
I don't know.
Nothing. Gershon Yabusele. She's got a big butt.
Right. Are you giving him more of a butt?
I mean, I'm saying that's whether he should stay or go is just that he has a big butt.
Okay. What are you going to give to the Philadelphia 76ers?
Oh, the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm going to give a laser tag lock-in to Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler.
Ooh.
I want them to become best of friends, and I think the best way to do that is a forced lock-in at your local laser tag rink from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a laser tag lock-in?
I have not. Can you describe what that is?
You and the rest of the people in your church youth group go to a laser tag arena, and from 10 to 8 in the morning, there is one worker who runs the laser tag arena, and the rest of you play laser tag for 12 hours all night.
Wow. That is...
And then you go to your brother's swim lessons, and then you fall asleep in the pool.
Wow.
I want them to bond. I want them to be brothers.
Well, what do you think they're at? Where do you think they're at right now?
I don't think that they're friends yet because I think Joel Embiid wants to be the man.
Right.
And I think Jimmy Butler wants to be the man. And I think they feel like they both can't be the man if the other one's the man.
Mm.
We need to get rid of these ideas of masculinity. Ho, 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 ho.
Well, that'd be a real gift. Next, this team has hung around and has really, I still think surpassed expectations last year and this year, the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, this year I'm going to get the Indiana Pacers some respect.
Well, that's just what I was talking about. They're the number three team in the conference at the moment.
I believe that they are good, and I believe they have good young players. I believe that Sabonis and Oladipo are fantastic. I believe that Thaddeus Young, he is quite a player. I believe that Bogdanovich is a good piece on a good team.
Feisty.
Is it Teague? It's Jeff Teague who's on that team.
I believe so.
Or did he go to Minnesota? He's in Minnesota.
Is he the one I hate? No, that's
Darren Collison who is on the team.
Yes, and the one that I hate is The one that's on the Bucks.
Oh, yes. Eric Bledsoe.
Yes, he's the one I hate.
Miles Turner. So good.
Uh-huh.
The young Holiday, Aaron Holiday. This is a good team.
Corey Joseph.
Corey Joseph, another wonderful backup point guard.
I did not know that they had Kyle O'Quinn.
A great, wonderful signing who has not played very much this season emergence of Domantas Sabonis.
But I would say actually a prime contender for maybe one of the Santas of the league.
Oh, Kyle absolutely. Quinn. Nice beard. Bushy beard. Yeah. Big smile.
Yeah.
Great rebounder.
That's the three qualities you want in a Santa Claus.
I mean, you know I can box out.
Yeah.
Because I have all those presents that are in boxes.
You literally box people out.
Hey.
Next, we got the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, Oklahoma City. What I will get them is continued health and friendship between Paul George and Russell Westbrook.
I think that's all they need.
Right? A twosome. Here in today's NBA, we talk about a big three, but I think that they found themselves a big two and a half.
Who's the half?
Dennis Schroeder.
Oh, yes. Okay. And you can tell he's half because his hair is split right down the middle with that streak.
He no longer has the streak.
No.
It's been gone for about a month now.
I thought that was natural. I didn't really. It was like, I thought it was like Rasheed Wallace's like white spot.
No, it was a dye job.
Ooh, that makes me like Dennis Schroeder less than I did before. Now, this team doesn't really. Does this team really need a gift?
The Golden State Warriors? I've got one for him anyways.
What is it?
Oh, you know what it is. It's the return of DeMarcus Cousins.
That's it. Well, I would argue that's almost a gift they gave themselves.
Yes. It's a gift the NBA gave to them by not signing DeMarcus Cousins for any more money anywhere else after his Achilles surgery.
That's true. And if he turns out to be a good player, it's not the Warriors' fault that they got him.
Do you hear yourself? If he turns out to be a good player,
I mean, you
DeMarcus
know,
Cousins?
Health-wise.
Okay, fine. Woo, really, we're really, really pushing it here.
I just mean, if it turns out to work out, I know that lots of people were mad that he signed with the Warriors, but it's not like he had, like, tons of offers that he was refusing. So, I'm sure he would have liked to play somewhere for more money.
I mean, I would have signed him to the mid-level.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think that's one where the Warriors, like, swindled anybody or cheated, because everybody had ample opportunity to make DeMarcus Cousins an offer. And they didn't. All right, that's just my little mini rant about the DeMarcus Cousins situation. Next, we have the top team in the Western Conference. Although, my prediction is not for long.
Oh.
The Denver Nuggets.
Oh, the Denver Nuggets. All right. Well, I am getting them a Jamal Murray dunk so fantastic that even Chris Grace can't hate it.
I know for sure that's not
going to
happen.
It's going to happen. Santa called it.
I'll tell you how I know that's not going to happen, because Jamal Murray is not that athletic.
Well, guess what? Santa said so.
Okay.
So you have to like Jamal Murray.
Well, I have to like it once he throws down
amazing dunk.
Okay. I feel confident that that's not going to happen.
I mean, I will put a couple of cookies on that one.
Okay. Next we have the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, the Milwaukee Bucks. I am going to get them the first ever sextuple double.
Oh, okay.
That's right. I'm going to gift Giannis Antetokounmpo a game where he has 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 10 steals, 10 blocks, and 10 turnovers.
Okay, that's eminently possible.
Yes.
Is there another positive stat that he could get 10?
No.
Well, there you go. And finally, as of this recording, the top team in the entire league, the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, the closest team to my house.
Oh, that's right. Is it?
Maybe Minnesota is a little closer.
Because of the way the country way curves around.
Curves down.
Yeah.
Well, Canada is very north. The north, if you know what I mean.
I mean, but also like the distances don't matter that much to you. You have your sled that travels very fast.
Yes.
So probably the difference between Minnesota and Toronto is really like not that big a deal.
No.
But what are you going to get the Toronto Raptors?
I'm going to get the Toronto Raptors a break from Drake.
Can you get me this gift too?
Oh, no, no. Everyone else has to bear the brunt of Drake so that the Toronto Raptors can take a break from Drake.
Oh, my God.
If the break from Drake is taken by the Raptors by the lake, then the people of the United States have made a mistake by not allowing Drake to take a break.
Yes, I admire that effort, Santa.
Santa sometimes swings and Santa sometimes misses. Ho, ho, ho.
I don't have latitude readings for these locations. Actually, I could just click in. Oh, nope. I screwed up Google Maps. I'm just eyeballing it, Santa. Minneapolis and Toronto are pretty much on the same latitude. But surprisingly, you know what's almost just as north as that is Boston.
Oh.
No, just a little bit south. I think that's about it. If only that we still had that Syracuse or the Buffalo Braves, they would have been the closest to your home, Santa.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But they don't exist.
Or maybe even the Seattle Supersonics.
No, yeah, for sure. Well, Santa, that's the whole league. I mean, I don't mean to be selfish, but did you bring anything for Casey and me?
Oh, well, I do have a little something.
What's that?
And that is well wishes for the rest of your season on the Rule of Threes podcast.
I think you said well wishes for the rest of the year, which is like about 4 days.
No, I'm generous. I never do stuff for just the end of the year. I've been doing this for millennia.
Okay. Rest of the year.
Rest of the season.
The season. Well, thank you, Santa. Oh. I was all ready to host this podcast by myself. I had a whole list of topics on this whiteboard, but we can get to them next time. Because this was fun. We didn't. I mean, frankly, I didn't have to do much work.
I have something for everyone else.
Oh, you mean our listeners?
Yes.
Oh, what do we have?
Wonderful slate of NBA games tomorrow on Christmas Day. Oh. Santa's been cooking them up. You talked about them last podcast. Right. I listened while I was driving down.
Oh.
And we're very excited to, you know, relax after a little bit. And me and Mr. Claus are going to hang in there and mm-hmm. watch the games.
Well, that's something we can all enjoy. And hopefully Casey will be back next week. But I don't know if Casey's not back next week, Santa, would you consider, like, you should be free next week to host again?
I mean, I've got quite a bit of time. Maybe we'll see if I can get down here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, traffic is pretty bad Monday nights.
Yeah. Now, Santa, I know this is a podcast, but like, I would say nobody's really going to believe that you were here unless I get like some sort of photographic. Do you mind if I'm just going to go look for my camcorder?
Yes. Oh, ho, ho, ho. And to all a good night.
No, Santa, wait. Oh, he's gone. Oh, well, at least he let me audio record this entire conversation with him. Well, anyway, thanks to Santa. Thanks to everybody for listening. I hope that your team got the thing that you wanted them to get. And, I hope that you have a great holiday and a great Christmas tomorrow, if that's what you celebrate. You know what? Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, you can still have a great December 25th tomorrow. And hopefully we'll all be sitting down watching some great games tomorrow. We wish health to all the players, and let's have a bunch of close games tomorrow and let the Lakers win no matter what. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye.